Very large.
It said extra large. Oh, it does say large.
You want me to hold your place?
Yeah, I'll go right back.
I'll hold your place here.
When Neil was 7 years old, his Aunt Helen said, "So, Neil, I hear you want to be a dentist. How exciting. You'll have to go to college and then to dental school to learn how to clean teeth and fill cavities. It'll be a lot of work, but it'll be worth it." And Neil thought to himself, "A dentist is a good thing to be. And cleaning teeth sounds like fun. But being a dentist is not right for me. This is what I want to become. I want to be an orthodontist, not a dentist. And I want to straighten people's teeth. A healthy smile is a pretty smile. A good strong bite is essential. With spacers and braces and retainers too, the whole thing is really elemental. And I want to be an orthodontist."
Hello?
Hey. All right, hold on.
Oh my God, we did it. We did it.
Hold on.
God damn.
I got to close my door. See, we're having a family thing, and I'm trying to, you know, we're all here, and I'm trying to figure out how to arrange this. So, because it's like musical beds. You, I'm sure, understand this. You went through this. I have a... What hurts? Hold on. What happened last week? Did I not tell you that I was having my new girlfriend come over? I thought I told you on the...
No, you did.
I did?
You did. I totally forgot. You did.
Oh, okay, good. Because I thought it was my fault for being a forgetful, Alzheimer-prone lesbianist.
No, I was just so excited to talk to you that I just conveniently forgot that after all of the crises at Home Depot, etc.
That was tragique.
It was très tragique.
Yeah, French. French tragedy. It's the best. Oh my God, why is there lubricating jelly here? Cheryl. Rachel.
Who was staying in that room last night?
Rachel, from time to time, I may have to whisper into the microphone. Can you hear me?
Sound crystal clear. Much better than Andy Melton when he tries to hide from his family.
Okay, I'm in the room with the tuba. And there is lube. Okay.
I'm have to carry the computer with me into the kitchen to get some ice cream.
Of course you do.
You know, I thought I could make it, like, through a whole show, and we haven't even been talking, exactly a minute and 40 seconds, and I'm already, like, so starving.
Yeah, you're starving. That's the perfect word for it. Starving is an accurate description of what you are. Starving.
I know. Starving.
Starving.
I'm going to die. So, Matt, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah to you, too. By the way, I know your mother isn't on this show, but in case she listens, I showed her ring to everybody at dinner, and they were all amazed.
Really?
And I also told her that she was glad her mother-in-law was dead, which that did not really cause that much amazement, given the size of the ring. But everybody was really impressed. They said, nobody has 5 carats. And I said, well, Rachel's mother does.
And oh, is that how it came up?
No. It came up because... How did it come up? Oh, because we were having someone... We were dining with old people. And I was admiring one of the old people's rings. Because, you know, it had these little hearts on it. It was cute. It was raised. And I said, yeah, my friend Rachel's... Her mother has 5 carats on her ring because her mother died, luckily. Mother-in-law. So what else?
And they just couldn't believe it, so you showed them the picture?
Exactly.
Notice how the subject has conveniently not come up again since she got the information from the appraiser.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
Well, either it's worth a lot more or a lot less than she thought.
What do you mean?
Well, she was getting the ring appraised.
Yeah.
And nobody's heard shit. So I'm thinking it must be worth either a lot more or a lot less than she thought. Because if it's worth a lot more, she knows I'll scream at her to sell it and give me some money.
Well, listen, considering the amount of editing I had to do for the program, I would imagine the latter. No. Whichever one was, I don't know which was former and which was latter. Whichever one, I know her.
A little brains, a little talent, with an emphasis on the latter.
You know how we Jews are. When there's wealth, we have to conceal it.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking the former.
Right, the former, then.
That's what I think. I think she got scared and now she won't talk about it.
Exactly. But it's too late. She's already on my Flickr.
Oh, she's so ridiculous.
She is ridiculous. I can't imagine how she could be your mother.
I know, it's just really shocking, right?
Totally. Totally shocking. And if dismayal would be appropriate, I would be dismayed. Is it?
Dismayal.
Dismayal or dadmayal?
Is it dismayal? Is that how you say it?
I don't know. You're the poet. So, you know, they're going to have a poet speaking and giving a poet at Obama's inauguration. It's a big deal because they don't normally do that, evidently, right?
Well, they had Maya at Bill Clinton.
Yeah, but that's not really a poet.
Yes, she... What do you mean? Yes, she is?
No.
She's fabulous.
No, she's too, like, everywhere. Poets have to be obscure and unknown and ridiculous and stuff.
Are they having an obscure poet?
Yeah. Some teacher. She teaches poetry somewhere.
Okay, wait. I gotta look this up. I want to know who it is. I didn't know anything about this.
See? That's how you are. In all, ill informed. But we have to talk about my date because it's very exciting.
Oh, from last week? Okay. I want to hear all about it, but hold on. Let me look. Obama inauguration poet.
Yeah. That's right.
Should be me.
I agree. I was thinking, too. That would be fucking wonderful. I would vote for you.
Elizabeth Alexander.
Have you heard of her?
No. Let's see.
She teaches.
She's a 46-year-old African-American studies
racist
professor and a finalist for... Oh, well, she was a Pulitzer finalist. I don't think she's that obscure.
Yeah, but she was only a finalist. She didn't win it.
Well, that's still pretty impressive.
Do you all sound impressed?
Oh, I like her website. It's got like little tomatoes, ladybugs on it or something.
Ladybugs sting. It's really easy to confuse them with those beetles. You know, the Chinese beetles that sting? They look just like
ladybugs.
I
thought they bite, not sting.
I meant bite. Why do you have to correct me all the time? Why do you always have to be better than me?
I wasn't correcting you. I thought I was learning something new from you, goddammit. Mm-hmm.
Listen,
let's read one of her poems and see if it's good. And then I want to hear all about the date.
And the Singing Bowls update. I have one.
Oh, really?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you some... How about Emancipation? I bet that's the one he's having her read. Doesn't that sound like it?
Well, let's sounds like it might be a little too obvious, but let's
ready?
See. No, let me get my vagina out. Okay, I'm ready.
Emancipation. I'm going to read it in a bad poet voice, okay?
Okay.
Corn cob, I'm not kidding. I am not making any of this up. This is verbatim the poem. Corn cob, constellation, oyster shell, drawstring, pouch, dry bones, Greek girls in the rafters. No, Gree-Gree. Gree-Gree in the rafters.
Ree-Ree.
Voodoo. Gree-Gree.
Ree-Ree. That's you.
Gree-G with a G.
What's that mean?
Like it's gray. It's gray in French.
It's like Indian butter, isn't it? Made out of a yak.
No, that's ghee. That's ghee.
Yak cheese.
This is just like a French tragedy. It's gray in French, and it's some voodoo shit.
Hey.
Gree gree in the rafters, hoodoo in the sleeping nook, mojo in Linda Brent's crawl space, 19th century corn cob cosmogram set on the dirt floor beneath the slant roof. Left intact the afternoon that someone came and told those slaves were free. So I guess Gree-Gree is somebody's nickname, one of the slaves.
There is no way she's going to read that. That makes no sense.
I don't think so. I can't believe she was nominated for a Pulley. I'm a little shocked, to tell you the truth. It's a good year to be black. Here's Ars Poetica number 28. The talk is good. The two friends linger at the door. Urban crickets sing with them. There is no after the supper and talk. The talk is good. These two friends linger at the door, half in, half out, till one decides to walk the other home. And so they
boring.
Walk the new doorstep, the nightgowned wife who shakes. Ugh.
Oh, God, come on. I can't take any of this.
I don't want to have sour grapes. I fucking give props to a new poem when I hear. Okay, let's listen to this.
Hold on a second. Let me tell you something first. I just remembered from the story I read about it. She's writing an original poem for the inauguration.
Should hope so. I mean, if I would think this would.
She's not reading corncob re-re.
I know, what the fuck. Okay, this one is about teaching, so I'm kind of interested.
I'm sure it'll
poetry,
suck.
Poetry, I tell my students, is idiosyncratic. Poetry is where we are ourselves. Though Sterling Brown said every eye is a dramatic eye. Digging in the clam flats. Oh, this is a lesbian poem. Digging in the clam flats for the shell that snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Emptying the proverbial pocketbook.
Okay. Oh, my God. You're not kidding.
Okay. Yeah, we like it. Yeah. Poetry is what you find in the dirt in the corner. Over here on the bus. God in the details. The only way to get from here to there. Poetry, and now my voice is rising, is not all love, 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 and I'm sorry the dog died. Poetry, here I hear myself the loudest, is the human voice. And are we not of interest to each other? Pretty good. I mean, it's definitely the best of the three we heard.
Yeah, but it's very meta, as they say.
Yeah, Trey meta. But you know what? I was just looking. I wanted something to be good.
Look, can you find a picture of her? What does she look like?
She's very cute. She has like a little bob. Hi, baby. There's lots of brownie cheesecake left. Sorry, I just ate the cake batter flavor.
So anyway, I had a holiday party yesterday, and guess what we had? A red velvet cake.
Shut up.
The same exact one that I texted you.
Was it so good?
Oh, my God. It was so good. But listen, though. This girl who was there at the party said that red velvet cake always contains an element of chocolate. I disagreed. She vehemently... Is that true?
You're incorrect. Always has a little cocoa. Always, always, always.
Seriously?
Unless it's some bullshit red velvet cake.
I didn't know that.
There's a very disgusting company called Mrs. Beasley's Cupcakes. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
It's disgusting.
I know Mrs. Beasley from Family Affair was like a little dolly.
I wish it was her. It's terrible, terrible cupcakes. But they make a red velvet cupcake without cocoa. It's also, they make everything the worst I've ever tasted in my life, and it's all like frozen. I mean, seriously, like the chocolate cake at Carl's Jr. or Hardee's, for you, those of you east of the Rockies, is better than the shit at Mrs. Beasley's Cupcakes. They do not have any cocoa in their stale, nasty, foul red velvet cake, but that is incorrect. Every red velvet cake has a little bit of cocoa. She's right.
Huh. Okay, she showed me.
By definition. If it was a cherry cake or any other red cake, but if it says red velvet, it's got to have some cocoa. So now let's hear about your date.
Well, it was wonderful.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
I can't, though. I just realized I don't want to give too much out on my program because it's my program. If this was your program, I could be more specific.
Well, don't you think your fans would listen?
Well, I will say this. You know how I'm in Chicago and I'm not in Florida and I haven't been at all because, you know.
Of course not. Yes.
Right. Okay. So I'm going back to Chicago from Chicago on the 31st, right?
Huh.
Well, so I'll stay there in Chicago 11 days and then I'm going to come back from Chicago to Chicago.
Wait, fly on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Because it's the cheapest, and I'm a Jew.
So cheap.
So I'm gonna,
I've done it before.
But remember, I'm flying from Chicago to Chicago, so I'm only going from O'Hare to Midway. It's not that big a deal.
No, it's barely. You get out. You don't even go to full flying altitude, and then you're like, no.
And by the way, the Mayor Daley is selling Midway Airport to foreign investors, but that's another story. So then I just because my new girlfriend, and we did agree that we're girlfriends, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
How many dates has it been now?
Well, before she came to Chicago from Chicago via Midway and O'Hare, we had two dates. Now, are you still there?
I'm a little confused. Yeah, I flatlined on you, but I'm trying to figure out if your girlfriend lives in Chicago or Chicago 2.
Listen, you cannot binge eat at the beginning of the show. Because you will go into a sugar coma and not listen. I did that yesterday on my show. I ate a pint of that Stephen Colbert Ben and Jerry's because somebody told me.
Oh, I just thought, was it good?
Wonderful. Because somebody told me after I posted a video that I looked gaunt. And, of course, it was a fat person. Fat people always tell you you look gaunt when you lose weight. But anyway, so I got scared.
They're so jealous.
But the truth is, you know how when you undereat, sometimes the anxiety goes through the roof?
Yeah.
Well, it did. And so I thought, well, I better eat more. So I ate, and thank God, because now I feel better because I binged all this shit. Anyway, people that remind me to talk about people that rub your feet during yoga. Okay.
Hey, no way. Are you kidding me? I can't wait.
Please make a note of that because will you please? So she's, okay. Chicago One is where I met her in yoga class, right?
So Chicago One. She lives in West Chicago, not East Chicago.
We'll just say Chicago One. It's easier.
Yeah,
just
so I know, One is West, right?
North.
Okay.
North Chicago, and I'm definitely right now in South Chicago. Very, very, very far south.
Yes. The southernmost tip of Chicago.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. And so she, I've been just like lusting after her in yoga class, not saying a word for months and months. So
really, that's so cute. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I can't really say, even though we only had two dates before. So we had two dates, and then I had to leave on December 3rd to go to South Chicago.
Right.
So, and I said, okay, well, if you want to visit me, you're welcome to come visit. And I didn't think, and we had never sort of, what do you call it? Not officiated. What do you call it when you
nailed that down?
We had never consummated.
Oh, okay, consummated. That's different. Right. Nailed that down. No words to
it. Yeah, same thing. And I thought. Well, and she says, "Well, I'm going to come for 2 days." And I thought, "Well, that's
I remember
wonderful.
I was like, "That's a little stalkerish," okay. But I like it. I remember.
Yeah, yeah. But Rachel, did I send you the picture of her?
Sent it right now.
Oh my God. Totally. Where's my fucking Christ phone? You're going to die because she's so lesbianly gorgeous. Hold on. Let me send you this.
Really?
You really can't imagine. Seriously.
Why don't you send it through my computer? You don't have it in your computer.
It's in my vagina. Okay. Yeah, that's why.
Vaginagram.
Because I'm too excited and I won't find it. That's why. Oh, I have to show you another picture too, but that's different. Send via. The audience won't see it. It's going to kill them. I'm sorry, audience. This is not on the internet. Don't even try to find it. It's not there.
Blue balls.
Right. Wanda Wisdom saw it, though. But anyway, so I'm sending it now. Okay, so it's going to you as we speak. It should be anyway. So she comes down. And get this. We stayed at my parents' condo. So not only had I never had a consummated, but I had never even. She comes here, and then I immediately take her to meet my parents.
Oh my God!
So my parents think this is related. It's very weird. So we go 2 days, and we go to my mother's house. My mother doesn't even bother to clean the place. So we walk in on just like standard Weinstein house, like mess everywhere, burnt food, everything, styrofoam melted hot dog tray. Anyway, whatever. So the point is, we had a fabulous time, even though she was only here for 3 nights and the plane was 4 hours late. But to make a long story much longer, I'm going back to North Chicago on December 31st. On January 11th, I am returning to South Chicago with new girlfriend in tow. And then we are staying for it until the 22nd.
Wow.
Yes.
Badges in love.
Was that you?
No, that was Chris.
Okay. You should be getting the picture soon. It's big.
That's why I just got my phone so I could get my picture. Okay. So now I have questions.
Please.
What are you guys coming back to South Chicago for? Just for fun or what?
Well, get this though, lesbian.
Tell me, love.
Why? That's a very good question, actually.
You don't know why?
Well,
South Chicago probably has better weather.
Well, there's also this thing about Some of it is work related, but that part I don't want to discuss. If me trying to get work related, let's just say.
Work that would move you permanently to South Chicago, maybe?
Nothing's permanent, but I'm just trying to find work because I'm on unemployment in South Chicago. Yeah, I'm on unemployment, so I'm trying to find work, and at this point it doesn't matter. But get this, her family lives in L.A., so she's interested in checking that out, too. She's interested in going to L.A., so that could work out. Because lately I've got so many friends living in L.A. that I want to see, you know?
I'm so excited right now.
So who knows? I could end up there. Now, what other questions do you have about this? And remind me to talk about Reiki, and there was something else, like, what else? Oh, the feet and the yoga.
Foot massage and yoga class.
Right.
Okay, wait, how old is she?
She is, she's about 3 years younger than me, so I'm almost 60, so she's about 56.
You are not 60.
I'll be 60 in March. We're going to have a huge party. You're invited.
You always say that, but I think you're kidding.
That I'm going to be 60? Why do you think
I'm
kidding?
You're not 60. You're like 35.
What are you talking about?
I said you're 35.
I was born in 1949.
No.
Yeah. Look at my Wikipedia.
Why do you look so fabulous and young?
I don't. I'm an old whore. Quit trying to flatter me. What do you want?
I'm not. You're a fabulous lesbian. Okay. So, wait. How old is she? I forgot.
Yeah, it was only 2 seconds ago. I told you. 56. Are you trying to trip me up?
No. I swear I'm not. Okay, what does she do? Like, can you tell me, like, a genre? Like, what kind of work? No. I know you might not be able to tell me their exact job. Her exact job. But can you tell me, like, is she in the arts? Is she in business? Is she a math teacher or something like that?
I would say the arts loosely, and I don't want to be any more specific on the show.
Okay. Then I know it is somebody in the film or theater industry. Very exciting. I can't wait for you both to move here. Do you know what her sign is?
Wait, you're thinking we're going to move to L.A., but you're misconstruing. I mean, I'm just saying her family
I'm just saying I'm very excited to have you close by. That's all.
Okay.
So, what is her sign?
I don't fucking know. I don't do that shit. I mean, I do know, actually, Libra.
Me too!
Oh my god, and you're hideously annoying. What am I going to do?
I hate you.
I'm just kidding. Listen. I'm kidding.
So, you guys, who talked to who first in yoga class?
Well, that's what's fantastic about it, is that I did. And that's not like me. So it's like the fucking one time I decide I'm not going to let, you know, this opportunity slip through my fingers. Something wonderful came out of it. Because normally, like, I had been staring. I know you know what I'm talking about. Like, I would just look at her, and I'm telling you, Rachel, I have been lusting. I mean, lusting to the point where, like, every time I'd go to yoga class, I was like, please let me see this woman so I can feast my eyes on those throbbing varicosity. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, And then it got to the point where I would like strategically locate my mat in the best possible viewing location without total stalker, without being too close to, you know what I'm talking about.
Sounds like an episode of Sex in the City. I'm loving it.
Right. But then towards like before we started our dating, I would look at her and then she would look back and then she started smiling and I thought, oh my God, she might be interested. What the fuck am I going to do? Because this is the part where I normally just fold. Did you send me something?
Uh-huh.
Why do you mean send the pic again? You didn't get it?
No, I didn't get it. I'm freaking out.
Why not?
I don't know. Send it again.
It says it's retrying. All right. You know what? I'll find it on the computer because this is important. Hold on.
I know. I'm, like, dying to hear the story without the visual aid.
Where did I put it on the computer, though? This is so hard. Okay. Yeah, you need to see it, because you really won't believe this.
I know. I'm so excited. I love it. It sounds like an episode of Lesbian Sex in the City.
So,
what was that show called?
Sex in the City. Oh, I don't know that. So the thing is, I couldn't believe it, because I thought, my God. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be on the BBC. 170 million viewers. For this.
Shut up.
It's only a 30-second piece, but it's going to be hilarious on Max's new show. So that's also exciting. So maybe I'll get...
Let me tell Chris since he's British.
Okay. BBC World News Channel. Tell him BBC World News Channel.
Max is going to be on the BBC World News Channel.
Yeah.
Really? 170 billion viewers.
Million. Million billion.
Million billion.
No, million billion. Million billion.
170 million billion. That's 170 right. Brazilian.
Squillion.
Isn't that exciting? Madge, everything's coming up roses.
Right, except for the job, but then again, who cares?
Whatever, you're going to be on the BBC and you're in love. It's great.
Okay, I'm sending it to you on Skype. Accept it, please. It's so exciting. This is great.
I'm
Come on.
So excited. Okay.
Accept.
I am. Just let me click. You know I'm trying to binge.
Why does it say 3 minutes? This fucking shit. You know, I'll just forward
this. Hold on. It's going fast. Just okay, forward the email too. Just do both, but don't worry.
3 minutes is an eternity for this.
I know, but just go on with the story. I can focus.
Oh, God. What's the story? I forgot. Am I sending it to your Gmail?
About how you met.
To your Gmail?
Yeah. About how you were like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to actually talk to this person.
So,
something good to happen.
So, Ruckel, so I said, oh my God. So, you know, and this is the part where, you know, and the first time I smiled, I looked away a little bit. And then I'm like, I looked back, but she kept maintaining eye contact. And I thought, my God, you know, what am I going to do? And I thought, well, you know, it's yoga, so we'll do the whole, you know, Vishnu, Krishnu, you know, all that shit, you know.
Yeah.
Bend till your, you know, fucking hamstrings pop out of your ass. And, you know, and then find the Krishna or whatever. So I waited, and, you know, and this happened a couple of times, and then something just happened, and I just said, after the class, I just said, hi. And I think she said, hi. And I said, I don't know, it just was very so obviously easy, and I don't know who said what at that point, but it just became, well, let's exchange numbers and go out for coffee really quickly. I don't remember who said
right
what.
Right in that first conversation.
Yeah.
It's great.
Did you look? Did you get it?
There it is. Cute.
See? Isn't she?
Very cute. Gorgeous. She's totally your type.
Yes, that we know for sure.
How tall is she?
About 5'8". About
like my height.
Average lesbian size, yeah.
I'm definitely an average lesbian.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you things that I can't tell you on the show in the Skype window.
Okay. She has the same haircut as Chris. Love it.
Okay. I'm telling you what she does for a living. What did you write? Okay. Getting your puss eaten. Got it?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So what are the questions do you have for me? About this.
I feel like I'm going to cry right now. I mean, you didn't know that. You had no way of knowing that.
Absolutely not.
Huh?
Not till about the second date.
You're just like cutting in and out. You sound all fucked up.
Not till the second date.
No, you're cutting in and out.
Wait. Still?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Who else? Is it okay? Hello? Oh, fuck. What's going on?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Madge.
I hear you, yes.
Just say my name if you're talking to Rachel.
Rachel.
Okay. So you didn't know anything about her dog until the second day. That was weird. You cut out for a minute.
Yeah, it's a hard connection in here. But yeah, that's correct. No idea.
That's like a little sign from heaven. Like a little angel. Oh.
Yeah. You think?
Little angel spring fairy dust.
Do you think so?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Are you kidding?
Yeah. There's some synchronicity. What are the questions
do you
have?
Major. I think it's like a little...
Yeah.
If you knew before, I'd be like, that's a little fishy. But if you have no idea, like, you know, I mean, I just think it's sweet little angel sparkles.
No idea. But it always turns out that way for me.
I know. I have a crazy life, too. That's my new term for jism is sparkle lotion. Do you like it?
No. No, it's okay, actually.
I think it's funny.
So, do you have any more questions about this, or do we move on to yoga feet and Tibetan singing bowls?
Well, I just like that it just was like instant, like hit off, and I like that you're both moving to LA. And then I need more lesbian gal pals.
We're not moving to LA. It's probably more likely that we move to southern Chicago.
Well, that'd be cool too.
I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm just saying anything is at this point, which is good. It's nice.
This is what I.
It's nice to have the window open to possibilities again.
I mean, you guys are just, you're like into each other. I mean, you're in love.
Rachel, the thing is, it's like when she left, even though we only had 3 days together. Now, the first 2 dates, I don't know what that was. But it wasn't, you know, like, there wasn't any, you know, it wasn't that difficult to separate and me to be away from each other for after that. It was only 2 dates. We didn't do anything. But after those 3 dates, Rachel, the shoemaker's daughter, when she left, my entire soul went kerplop onto the floor like a dead jellyfish.
Oh.
And couldn't get up. And I was devastated and loaded and mortified with anxiety nonstop. And then,
well, that's not
and then, no, it is good, isn't it? But so,
I know.
But then the thing is, though, we can't, when, you know, but it was, our level of interest is pretty much the same because, you know, as soon as I'd think of calling her, she'd call me, or she'd say, send me a text message and this, and then we figured out how to do Skype camming, and it just seems that we're on the same page.
That's what I would say. No relationship is fucked up. It's just that as long as both people are on the same page, it's all good.
Right.
Like, if you just want a fuck buddy and the person you're with just wants a fuck buddy, there's no problem. If you're like a needy need whore and you want to be up that person's ass all the time, but they're the same way, you're all good. You know what I mean?
Are you saying we're filthy need whores?
No. I actually am. Me and Chris, I am saying that. Me and Chris are like that, but we always talk about, like, but we're both the same way. I mean, I'm the same way. We cannot be away from each other.
But the thing is, if you, you know, you can call that too, and I agree with you. And it's like, if I agree that that's what I am, I don't know that I would choose to label it filthy need whore. I think sometimes.
I didn't say filthy. I said needy need whore.
I think you said filthy. We could rewind.
Needy need whore.
Isn't that redundant?
Yeah, but it's like what I like to say.
Okay, well, that's a little bit better. But I don't know that I like. The need whore. I know, neater. Needy neater, maybe.
Needy neater.
Okay,
I have a question for you to Skype text me.
Okay.
I want to know her name. Just Skype text me.
Her name is Shoshana.
Oh.
Isn't that wonderful? And her name is Clarissa. I'll tell the audience.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that a wonderful name?
And that I like Shoshana too.
That was another hint too, the name.
Yeah, I know. I get it, but I'm not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it.
Someday our show's going to have to be completely like, someday we're just going to have to learn how to talk to each other on the phone and not record it.
I know. I'm retarded. Our poor listeners. But people still like our shit, so hey, what can I say? Yeah. I can't wait to meet Clarissa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very excited.
Yeah, the thing is, it's weird. Like, I thought my family would be more jazzed than they are. But
they're probably just worried because it's really fast.
No, I don't think they know that.
I
think they're just, I don't know. Who knows? Well, we don't have normal interreactions anyway.
Yeah, okay, this is what I want to know. How many family members normally live in the house you're staying at, and how many are in there now?
Normally, zero.
Oh, you're in the condo in South Chicago?
That's right.
Okay, and how many are staying there now?
At this very moment?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 3 bedrooms. It's about 1,200 square feet, and I'd say 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, including me.
Oh my god. What are you? Oh my god.
Ocho, Rachel, Ocho.
Oh, literally Ocho, no doubt. Oh, Matt. I mean, I already, like, talked to my mom, and She's like already fucking tripping out, stressed. Like, I was like, I think we should go get a mani-pedi together, some girl time mom, on, like, Saturday. She's like, I can't go get a mani-pedi. I already got one a week ago.
I like eight. Like, eight is great. Know? Eight is the number I do not hate. That's from Sesame Street. It's right. One of my favorite sayings.
Really? Do you know what eight thing? I love the Schoolhouse Rock song about eight.
How does
Remember
it go?
That video? Here, I'm going to forward it to you. It's really good.
Can you sing it?
It's not as good as three. You know three, right? That's a magic number.
Yeah, but what's the eight?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You just have to see it. I can't sing it good. It's like a soprano girl.
Oh, yeah. De La Soul did a version with the three. Yeah. Yeah.
But it turns on its side. She's all, on its side, it's infinity.
Where's the dick? It's good.
So... Are there any children in the condo of the eight people?
Two.
Oh, my God.
And it's Hanukkah.
I know. Happy Hanukkah. How old are the kids?
4 and 7.
Are they nice, at least?
Yeah. And would you like to know the musical instruments that are involved?
The musical instruments?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Would you like to know which musical instruments are staying here?
Yes, please.
There is a sousaphone, a child's violin, and a full drum set. Now, guess who plays what?
Okay. I don't know who else is there. All I know is that there's two kids.
Well, my parents are here. My sister, her husband, their two kids.
Wait, your parents are staying in the condo?
Yes. They own it.
Why? But I thought you said, where do they live normally?
Indianapolis.
Oh, I thought they were living in Florida. Oh, I mean, sorry, South Chicago.
Well, they do half the year.
Oh, got it. But it's icy cold winter time right now. Got it.
Right. It's like zero here. Anyway, what? You were going to guess. Hold on. There's also my mother's best friend, Joanne.
Her lesbian
oh my God,
girl.
Why did I say her name? My mother's best friend, Clarissa.
You have to edit. Just check the minute right now, because you got to edit out a few things.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm sure I actually will. Yeah, okay.
So anyway, okay, then I say, Mom's best friend plays the sousaphone.
Okay.
The 7-year-old plays the kid's drum set.
Okay.
And...
So... Hello?
Mom plays the viola.
No. The 7-year-old plays the violin.
Why did he get to?
Which was the child-sized. You got that part wrong. My dad plays the sousaphone, which he actually is really, you know, a full tuba up in the other place.
Okay, but you heard me say your dad with a sousaphone first. I
yes,
almost guessed that right.
I did. And then my mother plays the drums.
Shut up.
And they play in a senior citizens band.
Shut up.
No, it's true.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Not really.
Yes,
I mean,
really.
In theory it is. In reality,
but in
it's...
in practice, it doesn't work out that way.
Cacophony.
It's a cacophony. Yeah, it doesn't sound fun to
and get this. Get this on my mother's friend who's here, her best friend. She said... They were talking about Facebook, and she says, oh, Madge, I had to take you off my Facebook because you had pictures that weren't decent on there. but then she wanted to play Boggle with me on it. And I said, well, you defriended me. I can't play Boggle.
So we can't do shit, yeah.
So she refriended me for Boggle.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you get the Schoolhouse Rock figure eight thing?
I can't get up. I'm on the floor.
Okay, fine. Well, it's in there.
It's a Gia. Is it a file, like an MP3?
No, it's like a link to a YouTube video, so you can watch the video.
Okay, I'll watch another time.
Another time. It's not really another pressing, time. But
I love the eight. And plus, you know, the thing is, I'm not at my usual setup in North Chicago, so I don't have...
You're laying on your back, laid out.
I'm using the cunt top, so it's not as easy for me to do all that technical wizardry that I do when I'm being a normal lesbian in Chicago in the north.
Do you know about... Now, let me say this first. Here's a caveat. I don't know shit about, like, video games. Like, I mean, the last thing I had... I've been on a Game Boy, like, once to play Tetris. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
When first came out.
Sure.
Not into video games. I like Ms. Pac-Man and Tetris. That's the only video game.
Sure.
Have you... Do you have, a game console?
I don't... No, I hate that shit, too.
Hate it. But, okay, have you heard about... You know about Guitar Hero, right?
I've heard of it.
Okay, so now they have a full band one called Rock Band.
Yeah.
And it comes with, like, a little mini electronic drum kit and a guitar and a bass guitar and a microphone that checks your pitch. Madge.
Yeah, okay.
It is the most fun I have ever had.
You may be an idiot.
Number two, it made me think of... the reason I thought of it was because you were talking about your mom, because she's a drummer, and, like, I never knew it, but apparently, according to Rock Band, I am, like, a drumming prodigy.
Well, that could explain the poetry in a way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because I've always thought I should have a good sense of rhythm because, like, you know, I'm a dancer and do poetry, but it's never really played out that way with, like, hand drums and shit. Turns out, give me some drumsticks and a fucking power ballad like More Than a Feeling by Boston and I am a drummer extraordinaire.
Oh my God, not that song.
Oh my God, yes.
More than a feeling. I hate when these songs that I hated. I hate when these songs that were popular when I was growing up, even though I was already grown up because I'm 60 almost, become, you know, I like when, because they, I hated the songs then, even though I did buy the albums, and they come back now and it's like they're so over-genred. Like I hate over-genred movies where like they have to force you into the 1980s. So they play like all the songs that were on the top, you know, 40 or whatever. And like that is definitely one of them. Or like Journey. Journey is horrible.
Love Journey too.
Hated it.
Listen, you're talking about like fucking stupid kitsch and I agree with you and I agree even I don't know. I don't know why I like that song, but I just fucking love that song. But guess what? This might make you like it. Do you know Weird Al Yankovic? Do you remember him?
Sure.
Okay, well, remember how I was bartending at the Roxy for a while? Or did you even know that?
You did?
Yeah, I just did. Like, a year ago, I was still there.
In New York?
No, the Roxy's in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And it was terrible. It was when I was so horribly depressed, like...
And fat?
A year and a half ago, very fat, very depressed. Like, seriously, the most depressed I've ever been, maybe. Like, it was bad. And I had no money.
You were one of those emo bartenders from hell. I can just picture it.
No, I wasn't. Please, I'm a great fucking bartender. I wasn't all emo.
No,
trying to get tips, fool.
There was a This American Life that proved that the worst servers get the best tips.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotta listen to that because this is my theory on that. It's not that the worst, because there's some servers that are just beyond. But if you act like you're just like over it and you don't really have the time of day to give someone, they will give you a better tip than if you bend over backwards.
That is exactly right. That is specifically, that is what the show said. Yes.
I cannot believe it. I've had this theory going for like 10 years.
Yes, well, it's true.
I tell people all the time. It's like if you're just an imbecile, you might, I mean, you're not going to get good tips. But if you're just like, everything I get you is a total favor because, like, I'm going out of my way to get you this shit because, you know what, I really don't have time for you because I've got important business in the back.
Right. Like hand jobs.
Yeah. You get the best tips. Much better than if you're, like, really cool to someone.
Listen, I have issues because the problem is, so I'm in bedroom number 3 with the sousaphone. Now, the problem is I'm afraid that the person, my mother's friend, has to catch a plane early in the morning. Now, I'm afraid she's sleeping on the couch. I'm afraid that I won't be able to have my binge until, you know, after we do this show, of course. And what if she's already asleep? Will I still be able to feed my face?
What do you mean? I don't understand what your question is. Why wouldn't you be able to binge? She's in the room with you?
No, she's in the sort of the main room, which is also, She's in the living room, which is the same room as the dining room and the kitchen.
Okay, well, if somebody's a binger, they know how to fucking sneak in under the cover of night, grab some food, and get back in the bedroom.
Did you just press the button on the microwave?
I did.
What did you press?
Start.
What are you making?
Quesadilla. Oh God, why am I even, I'm not hungry, but it sounds so delicious.
Now how were these quesadillas prepared?
It was just me, and I took a corn tortilla and some cheese and chopped it up and just took it in the microwave, and I microwaved it, and now I folded it over and have them trying
to... What kind of cheese?
Organic raw milk sharp cheddar.
Have you ever had soy cheese?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Some brands are good, but most are foul, disgusting, and even the good ones are still not as good as real cheese.
The only cheese I've had soy cheese was the most disgusting stuff that could ever.
Really bad.
You know what my niece did today? I said, because she's been doing yoga on her own, and she's good, you know, because she's flexible. Hey. She showed me how she can stick her legs behind her ears, which was amazing. Like, you know,
I can do that.
Oh my God, you can eat yourself. But so I said, okay, do you want to practice yoga? I have my mat in the trunk. She said, does it smell? I said, it might. She said, does it smell more than Grammy's bag? And I said, I don't know what it smells like. She said, I'll show you. Come here.
How old is your
kid? 7.
Oh, so cute.
She takes this bag out, and it's just a lunch bag, you know, like the kind with the insulation. And she says, here, does it smell worse than this? And I smell it, and I said, no, it doesn't. This doesn't smell bad, because it just smelled like rubber. But then I got like a aftertaste of the smell, and it smelled like rotten milk. I said, yeah, I think that's the same smell. Sorry.
Oh, she's very astute for a fucking 7-year-old. I love this girl.
Oh, no, these kids are smart. They have really smart parents.
But they're smart but funny, too.
Yeah. No, that's she was just serious. She just wanted to know.
I know, but when they're serious, they're still fucking hilarious.
Does it smell worse than Grammy's bag?
It's the best. And then you get the faint afterwash of the sour milk despair.
Well, you know how kids love, like, I mean, smell is the strongest sense, right? And it's like...
And most linked to memory.
Absolutely. And, you know, in my memories as kids so tightly linked to smell, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in New York last year with Griselda, I went to I made a point to go visit my grandmother's apartment, which I hadn't been to since I was about 3 years old, because I wanted to see if it smelled the way I remembered, like beef stew. And we went through this whole process to get through, because, you know, get buzzed in, you know, and hide by the door. And, yeah, it smelled like, I don't, you know what, and I don't remember if it smelled the same, but I do remember that my vagina itched. I hate when I tell a story and then I'm like, why did I tell that at the end?
Oh, I feel that feeling often, as you know. You want to know what I'm eating now?
What?
This popsicle, it's very mehi.
Mehi?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Mexicano.
Oh.
It's mango with salt and chili in the popsicle.
Oh, frozen. God, that is awesome. I love that. Because that's like what they, you know, they have those Mexicano carts on the beach.
Oh, yeah, the carts. I love
them. All summer in North Chicago. And they'll give you the mango with the hot pepper. Oh, my God. And the lime. I love it.
Love it.
What about the corn with the mayonnaise and the butter? Oh,
love it.
And I love that, too. It is so good.
You guys have such a fucking powerful, large Mexican population in North Chicago.
We do. How do you know that?
Because I've been there.
When?
I've been there twice. No, 3 times.
Huh? Never when I've been there? Or did you just not call me?
No, I didn't know you yet. It was all poetry. It was like on tour.
Poetry is no excuse.
I didn't know you yet.
Okay. Well, I guess you did have a few years of life before you knew me.
even though I'm not 60 like you.
I'm almost 60. I'm still in my late 50s.
There's still a very powerful Mexican population in Chicago. So anyway, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They chop up the fruit, a little like coconut. It's my favorite.
Love it. I didn't know they had popsicles with all that pre-made, though. What's the brand?
Well, Old Mango has it. It's called Palapa Azul. It's at Whole Foods, but I don't know if you're going to find it there.
We have Whole Foods.
I know you have Whole Foods, but it's one of those obscure items. It's only in one Whole Foods that I know of, and I've been to like seven.
Speaking of feeding holes, how are you and Chris getting along?
We're fucking perfect all the time.
Good. So I went to the Seventh Chakra, which is a store on Lincoln Road here in South Chicago. Huh? And I looked for the Tibetan bowls. Mm-hmm. You know, and like my yoga teachers, I joined a studio here for a month because it's too far away from North Chicago to go. And, you know, and they have great incense and all that, and I'll talk about the foot rubbing, but they don't use the singing bowls at the end, which, like, I really need the singing bowls. So I went to the store, Seventh Chakra, and all of them, like, none of them were, like, as good as my yoga teachers, because they weren't made like what Chris was talking about of the seven metals, the really ancient, that heavy. But they did have, so I played with all these shitty ones. Then the chakra girl showed me one. She's like, well, this is the only one that I can get to make the sound right. And she showed it to me. It looked like a little trash can. And I said, what is it? She said, it's a singing bowl made out of rose quartz.
Wow.
And we did it, and she let me do it, and like it was like amazing. Like the sound just kept ruminating, and like to the point where like even when I put the bowl down and went to the back of the room, it was still like in my, you know, clitoris. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I asked her, well, how much is it? $1,200.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And it looks like no, of course I didn't. I can't wear. How could it's like? How would I pay for that? You know, I'm like on unemployment with you know. It was, but I thought you know it looks like a little trash can. It looks like a bathroom trash can.
Was it pretty? Was it rose quartz colored at least?
It was made of rose quartz, so yes.
I don't know. I've never seen a rose quartz trash can, so I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, it was pretty large. Hi.
Uh oh.
It was completely made of rose quartz, and I don't know how you could. And I don't know how you could carve something out of rose quartz that was that large.
Me neither. I mean, I'm just gonna ask that.
Hang on one second. Do you need? Are you sure she's okay sleeping in there? Positive? I mean, because I don't mind switching. Okay. Can you close the door? All right.
Is that your mom?
Yeah. Hold on, Rachel. We might have to go on the road for a minute, because I think it's my last time to get binge. Hold on. You can just keep talking. You're going to have to do the talking. I'm still here.
Okay.
But I can't really talk, because I'm going to food.
I just want to know, how come moms never close the door after they come in?
Because they're nosy.
You know what I mean? They're, okay, bye. And then they pull the door, like, almost shut.
I just want my last binge, because since you're going to go to sleep, I have to get my last binge.
Who are you talking to?
I just want to get, yeah. I'm talking to my mom's friend, because I want to eat before I go into my room for good.
I know, I get it.
Yeah. There's potato pancakes here.
Do you hear that? Mmm, yum. I want some potato pancakes. Do you hear my phone ringing?
Mm-hmm.
Shalomi.
This makes for a very exciting program.
I love you. I'm so sorry I missed your call last night. Merry Christmas. Listen, I'm recording a podcast right now. Like, literally, this is all going on the air. But what are you doing? Where are you? What's going on? Are you loving it?
Rachel?
You're going to a Christmas party? Family? But family with who? Aww. Good. Aww.
Rachel?
nice.
Are you finished
with this? Oh, this. You're going to Vladdy's? I love you, Shlomi.
Yeah, but I still have to get to,
Max, are you still getting your binge?
Yeah, hold on. I've got to, get my, and I have to get my, suitcase before I go to bed.
Okay.
But I'll be quiet, and I'll get it, like, later. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I love that Max is, like, waking up the house.
No, no, I'm done. I was just telling her, though, but... When I'm done, I'll probably have to step out to get my... Because my suitcase is still in the car, but I'll be very quiet.
Matt is totally in love. It's almost the time.
Okay.
Maggie is waking up the whole family.
What?
There's eight people staying in his parents' condo.
That's just weird. I have this podcast scheduled, so that's why I have to, because Rachel's doing it. Family. Remember Rachel? Yes.
Yeah. What is he doing?
His mother says hi.
Yeah. Feeling?
Yeah.
Guess what Madge is doing? Like, everyone's asleep. It's all, like, elderly.
Are you still talking to me?
She's, like, in the kitchen getting a binge.
Are you talking to me?
I'm telling Chris about what you're doing. Shlomi says hi, though.
Rachel?
Yes, Madge?
Who says hi?
Shlomi.
Who's Shlomi?
Shlomo Cher, one of my best friends. Chris is my very best friend.
Nobody has Shlomo as a real name.
Shlomo, and he was on his way to Vlad's house.
Listen, I know one Shlomo, and it's not his real name. Ask Shlomo if it's his real name. Ask him.
I've known Shlomo for years. He's from Israel. It's his real name. You could be his friend on Facebook.
Well,
go on to Facebook and make him your friend.
My name on Facebook is Bloated Lesbian. That doesn't make it my real name.
Okay, but this is his real name. Shlomo is Solomon in Hebrew, and his name is Shlomo Cher.
That's fascinating.
And he's cute and single, looking to mingle, if you know anyone.
I'm devastated because you haven't asked, straight or gay?
Oh, straight.
I'm devastated because you haven't asked me what I went to the kitchen to binge on.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about the binge. I wanted to wait till you were all done with that. Tell me everything. What do you have?
Eggnog-flavored ice cream.
Oh, yum. What brand? Ben & Jerry's?
I didn't get a good enough look at it. I just stuffed it in the cup and ran.
But was it like a boutique-y small pint or like a big supermarket pint?
Supermarket kind of gross parent ice cream.
Got it. Parent. What else?
What do you mean, what else?
What else in the binge?
That's it. I mean, it was quick. You know, you were on the phone with Shlomo and my mother was rushing me.
Was in and out, I know.
Did you hear her?
Yes.
She said, get to your room.
She was like, you were like, are you sure it's okay if I stay in this room? And she was like, it's fine.
Did you hear when I said, it's Rachel, remember Rachel? She said, oh, sure.
Aww.
And I said, Rachel, my mother says hi. She said, right. She said, yeah, right. I say hi.
I love it.
Nothing like your mother.
If she was my waiter, she'd get a better tip than my mom, though. So there you go.
If she was like your mother, she would have been like, give me the phone. Give me the computer and talked for 3 hours.
But that's what I'm saying. Your mother would get a better tip as a server than my mother.
True.
So who is the fool here? Well, that is a very small binge. And I gotta tell you, these mango popsicles are like 20 times hotter than actual chili powder. And now my mouth is on fire, so I need to eat something else to absorb the fire.
When I get back to North Chicago, I've got about 50 flake bars still waiting for me.
God, they look so delicious.
Because they came like the day I left.
Did you give one to Clarissa?
No, but she loves chocolate.
Oh, she's gonna freak out.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is so funny. Like, I hate it when like people who are in the same house as you see them, and then 2 seconds later you see them that they came online on Skype or Facebook. Isn't that creepy?
I never have that problem because none of the people I know do that shit, really.
But see, like when I see family members, they'll put me on, that put me on Facebook. And I'm like, oh my God.
The spicy chili is burning.
I feel guilty because, you know, you can't talk to... You can't mix RL and OL. I'm sorry. It's just weird.
I know.
There's something just wrong about that, don't you think?
Yeah, it's creepy. I just found some old frozen waffles I didn't know we had. Should I eat
them? Yeah.
I'm not going to. Chris is going to get upset.
I got to go, though, because this is really starting to look bad. What, I'm
what
gonna...
you're getting hanging up?
Oh, I guess not.
Okay, tell me about the yoga foot massage. And then
okay.
Wait, should I have Chris give me a foot massage while you tell the story?
That's entirely up to you.
But will it make the story better?
But tell him he has to use essential oils to do it.
Oh, he will.
Yes.
Will it make it better? Okay, hold on.
It won't make it better. It'll make it better for you to have to suffer.
Well, that's what I mean. Funnier for me.
Okay.
Let me see. What are you doing, babe? Are you setting up the new printer?
Okay.
Are you busy right now? You're actually doing okay. He's setting up a brand new printer.
Okay, then he probably doesn't have time to massage your feet.
No. But I was just going to tell me a story about a yoga foot massage story, like in yoga class. So I was thinking maybe...
It's not that big a deal, Rachel. Can you just listen?
But okay. Yes, I'm listening.
So I've been going to this class, you know, this yoga studio. It's called Prana Yoga Miami, which is weird.
This is all Chicago?
Yeah, but they call it, you know, sometimes you have things called other places in different places, you know. I mean, you ate a Mexican popsicle. That doesn't mean you're in fucking Mexico, right?
Right.
Okay. Now that we agree. So, I'm starting to find that I like male teachers better for the most part because, you know, men and women have different bodies. So I find that, like, when I went to granny yoga twice by mistake, and it's this lady, Barbara. And I guess it's more Hatha, whatever. But it's so fucking, like, it's hard because the poses are really hard and vaginal, like giant stretching. But it's easy in that you don't get any sort of cardio exercise from it. And I like when the men do it because it tends to be really, like, exhausting physically. Anyway, so there's this guy.
And you're very mannish. You are very mannish.
Well, I know, but it's like I need to, in order to get my yoga, zen, relaxation, I need to be exhausted. Yeah. So
I'm the same. That's why I like to do cardio boxing instead. Go
right.
On.
So, so kick shadow dancing, right? So anyway, so there's this one guy, his name is Richard, and he teaches classes, and there's this one class on Monday nights called Candlelight Yoga, and they light the candles, and they do all this chakra shit, and they light all this fucking incense and dip oils around the room. But at the end, he goes around and rubs everybody's feet, and even though it was a man, Rachel, I swear to God, it went straight up my pussy.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Like, and he does it every week. And
that is the funniest fucking thing.
But the funny thing is, the first week he did it, I didn't know he was going to do that, and I have these long toenails. Gross, right? Gross toenails.
Are you serious?
I did. And he, like, did the foot massage, and I think I, like, kind of, I didn't cut him, but I definitely grazed his wrists with my toenails.
I'm going to vomit.
I think I could have given him
more. Oh, my God.
At best, it could have given him MRSA. At worst, he could have been like wrist/suicide, you know? And,
oh my God. This is the best story ever.
So I thought he's never going to do it again, but yesterday he did it again, and then he came around again and he rubbed everybody's face, like an eye. Oh my God, it's so wonderful. That's the whole story.
I gotta come take this class, but I mean, I'm so grossed out by nasty feet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, some disgusting people must take the class, and he just rubs everybody's feet.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, why? You know, he's got a lot of oil on his hands. I wonder, like, where? You know, like, does he like use Purell in between each foot? I doubt it. But then I was like,
oh yeah, you're getting everybody else's foot funk too. That's right.
But you know what? I thought, fuck it, who cares? It feels so goddamn good.
You know why you thought that? Because you were that person with the most disgusting feet.
In-
Everybody else was sick. Oh, God, please. After that hideous lesbian. Not okay. Please forget it. I'll bypass the rub. It's like, you know, when you're like, God, I love this group. You know, every group I'm in, they're always talking shit about someone. I love this group because they don't talk shit about anyone. And it's like, well, that's all talking shit about.
What?
Never mind.
That must always be me because I never hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no. There is one in northern Chicago. There's this girl with dreadlocks. She always sits at the front of the room, and she wears, like, these really inappropriate shorts. And you can see the panties, and then you see the black hole when she does the foot. And it's like,
oh, ugh. Jesus. Are you kidding me?
You cannot look. Oh, yeah. It's bad. It's real bad.
There was a guy today. Mm-hmm. I was personal training someone at the gym.
Oh, that must have been worth it.
He had to be like 100 years old, you know?
Uh-huh.
He got down on his back.
What?
And he had these, like, shorts on. And he got down on his back and, like, spread his legs, spread eagle, like a frog. Like, bent his knees and his soles of his feet to the sky, you know? And started pressing down on his feet. So, like, essentially, like we were just talking about, like, he could have put his ankles behind his head, you know?
Yeah.
It's baggy shorts, so his, like, old man balls were, like, hanging out.
Well, did you tell him to do that?
Why? I wasn't personal training him. He was just some other guy in the room, in another corner of the room.
I see.
Okay, I just ate, like, about half a cup of cashew butter. And I think that absorbed the spiciness.
Was it from Trader Joe's? Rachel. Rachel?
Yes, it was.
I need to talk to you about the potato latkes that were next to the fridge.
Yeah, why didn't you have those on your bench? That sounds great.
Because, Rachel, have you ever seen my mother's potato latkes?
Oh, she made them? They're not good?
I need to take a picture of them, Rachel.
Take a picture right now.
She made them tonight for tomorrow night's dinner, first of all.
That's bad.
And I was binging on them earlier today, and then I realized, you know what they were resting on? A brown paper grocery bag. And the grocery bag was completely soaked in grease. There's and there's layers of these things on the counter.
She just stacked them on paper lunch, like sandwich bags, but like grocery bags.
No, one grocery bag for sort of the scrappy stuff, which is what I was eating, and then the rest are on in paper towels in between. And they're just disgusting. Like, you just can't imagine the way people cook around here, Rachel.
They're not in the fridge or anything.
And then for dinner, oh my God, it's my parents' anniversary, Rachel.
Oh, happy anniversary.
So another family member who shall remain nameless did the cooking. Chicken like a choke a horse.
Oh God, was it dry as a bone?
Yeah. Vegetables where all the vitamins were sucked out. But okay.
Yeah, they're like brown mush.
But the worst part was the brown rice, which was completely overcooked to the point where all the rice, it was undiscernible from rice to rice. You know, you couldn't tell.
So one rice block.
Before I realized what I was doing and I was about to put my lesbian foot in my mouth, I said to the person sitting next to me, who happened to be the person who made the rice, I said, pass that porridge, please.
No, you
didn't. I did. Oh, I'm stupid.
That's right. But I have some good news.
What's that?
I forgot about a present I got from somebody at the Y, which was a box of See's candy from people I train.
Gross. See's candy's so gross.
I don't care. I'm eating chocolate right now.
That's not chocolate. That's See's.
I don't care.
That's like hospital candy.
I know, my binge is underway. Hospital candy. Listen to this. I had to mail a package off recently for school. I went to a post office, and it was right next to a See's Candy. So I was like, oh, I think I'll just stop in. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
What?
What time is it? Fuck.
Time to go.
It's one of my best friend's birthday, and I forgot. No.
You're an asshole. Is she on Facebook?
Time to go. I just...
No, it is time to go. I'm telling you, not asking you.
Oh.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. You're the hardest person to get off the phone with because you never want to get off the phone.
You know what? It's one of my worst qualities. I'm so needy. I mean, it's pathetic. Okay, goodbye.
No, we're not done yet. I want closure on our discussion with my new girlfriend.
Okay, I'd love to talk about that more. I'm thrilled for
you. No, but I need some closing words of wisdom. Because I know, I'm afraid, because we mentioned it to the general audience, which tends to be cruel and bitter. And I'm trying to figure out a way where we can wrap this up in order to make it clear that this is nobody's business but yours and mine, even though we discussed it on the program.
Well, I think you just stated it very eloquently, actually.
Yeah.
You just said it.
Did I?
What you just said.
Let me send you this picture, because I'm not sure if you've seen this before.
Okay.
It's a taco, fish taco. Let me see.
God.
I want to show you this. You may have seen it already, but you don't pay attention.
I think I'm going to buy another episode of Sex and the City.
Okay, go to download. Just go to thepiratebay.org and download it for free.
What's that? Pirate Bay?
Thepiratebay.org.
Why don't I know about that?
Because you're a kickbox teacher. Hmm. Shadow dancer.
But guess what? I really haven't been smoking cigarettes at all.
Good.
That's right.
I didn't know you smoked.
I don't. But
look,
I've been fucking up lately because I'm really stressed out.
Look at the picture. That's my Jean Taco outfit.
Oh my God. Oh, well, you have to have BitTorrent to do this?
Yeah.
I don't have it.
It's free.
I know. I don't know why I don't want it. You're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I like the taco picture.
Thanks.
You look handsome.
What are you talking about? You don't call a lesbian handsome.
You're one of the only lesbians I know who could pull off like 3 o'clock shadow.
I don't know how to take that.
You're a handsome lesbian. You're a butch.
A butch? Can you say I'm...
Take it as a compliment.
Oh, God, no, this is what you need to see. This is my family at Halloween. You're going to die, and then we'll be done for real.
No, but truly, I think you said what needed to be said about. It's like, what's going on for you is very sacred and very beautiful.
So shut the fuck up. See, the problem is I have a tendency to blab about things that are sacred, and it shouldn't.
I know. But you know what?
We
both do that. We overshare. We share a lot.
That's right. We
give. And you know what, though? That's why people love us, too.
We are givers. Look at the picture. That's Halloween.
Who is that? I'm confused.
Who is who?
Blubbercunt. Blubbercunt. Blubber.
Take out what I said later. Do you like The Simpsons?
Of course.
Well, I got season 10 and 11 on DVD. Should I send you some?
No.
If I wasn't so stupid, I opened them already, and I could have just left them closed and given them to my family for presents.
I'm saying...
Okay, I have a question.
Yes?
Okay. What? Where is that on Halloween, that picture?
Yes.
So you have those family people live in Chicago?
Some of them do. Most of them do. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Okay.
That's so cute that you got to hang out with them on Halloween.
Did you check your Skype messages?
I wrote you back.
No.
I was going to mention something about the tights, but...
No.
Like, that's a really... That, they went for broke with their red tights and all. Get down with your bad self.
Edit. All right, I better go, because my mother's friend, she has to fly to Puerto Rico tomorrow morning.
God, old people have great lives, don't they?
No, let me tell you something. Everybody here is fucking broke. The stock market has killed us, but we don't give a shit. We just don't give a shit. The thing is about old people, like me, you're going to be dead soon. Who cares?
Exactly. Go to Puerto Rico. I love it.
Right.
I can't wait to be old and live in Florida and just ask people to get things for me. Be like, go get that.
The trick is you have to obsessively play word games in order to keep the Alzheimer fairy away.
I know, especially me.
Right.
Whenever you say that, you scare me like you're a scary evil clown that's going to kill me in my dreams.
That's good.
No, it's not.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you for the program. See you next week.
I love you, Madge. Listen, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Right back to you, doll.
It's so, I'm so fucking assimilated that I even say Merry Christmas. It really pisses me off.
It's really stupid. Happy Hanukkah. Cunt.
Happy
we'll
Hanukkah.
Talk to you next week.
Can't wait.
Wait a sec, cunt. Next week is New Year's Eve.
It is?
And that's the day I'm flying back to Chicago. I don't think I'm going to be able to do a show on New Year's Eve.
Flying back from South Chicago to North Chicago.
What'd I say?
Flying back to Chicago.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, but so when can we do it then?
Hold on. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
You're sure it's New Year's?
I'm looking at the fucking calendar now.
Well, you tell me, is it better to do it maybe the day before or the day after? Either one's fine for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say the day after. It's always good to do a show after a plane because those are always full of obese people. And then we'll have our New Year's Eves to discuss as well.
Yeah, and we'll have the start of a new year. Let's share resolutions.
Okay.
Mine will be to not binge, which I'll break immediately.
I'm going to stop eating water moccasins.
I'm not. I refuse.
Okay.
As long as they're deep fried and stirred with ranch.
Well, my New Year's resolution last year was to go to the gym. And I did.
You did it.
So I guess...
Hey, what? Well, listen, seriously, what time...
This year's resolution will be to stop.
Stop going to the gym.
No.
You're so stupid. Okay. What time?
Same time. The usual time. 11 p.m. my time. Central time.
9 p.m. No, 7 p.m. my... No, 9 p.m. night time.
Mm-hmm. But you'll probably be hungover because...
I can't wait for you and your new lesbian lover to come visit me in California.
Someday, hopefully.
Try to make it before you die since you're already 60.
Well, the problem is I don't know when that'll happen. But I'll try. Did you just sneeze on me?
I did. I couldn't. It came on so fast and furious I didn't know it was coming.
Notice I didn't bless you.
I know. I was kind of like, what's going on?
Right.
What are you going to do for New Year's? Just tell me that and then let's go.
I'm going to play with my pussy.
Are you going to play with it with your new friend, Clarissa?
Perhaps.
I would think you guys would spend New Year's together. You're already, like, flying from north to south Chicago.
Well, the thing is, I have a party to go to, and so does she. So hopefully I'll be able to go to both, but I'm not sure. Because remember what they say.
What?
I ain't going to tell you. That lips ain't good because lips is good, but don't let it rule you life. You can substitute the word lips for dick.
I don't need to.
Why?
Because I like lips too.
Do you?
You know what song? Will you play this tonight? Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Do you have your peaches with you?
No, but I can find it.
You know the song, I'm the kind of bitch you wanna.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that right now.
But it's perfect for the show, because I love when you say, Malabia Majora, Shadag Menorah.
Yeah. I don't want to play that, though. And besides, I haven't really had the energy to do any sort of post-production.
Add any little razzle-dazzle. Well, how about if I just sing it right now, and that's the end of the show, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to say bye, and then we'll put the song on. Ready? So bye, Madge. I love you.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Too.
Happy. Oh, I said it again. I'm so assimilated. Happy Hanukkah.
Just
happy
sing the song. Year.
Have a safe New Year's Eve flight.
Just sing the song. Shut the fuck up.
I'm the kind of bitch you wanna. Sing it with me. I'm the kind of.
I can't.
Bitch you wanna. I'm the kind of bitch you wanna. You wanna. I'm the kind of bitch that you wanna get with. I'm the kind of bitch that you wanna get.
I'm the kind of bitch that you wanna get. You wanna. You wanna.
Can you handle it?
I'm the kind of bitch that you wanna get with. I'm the kind of bitch that you wanna pull lips.
Madge, have you heard of the band called Knife? The Knife?
Yes, I have some of their stuff.
I am freaking out. Aren't they amazing?
Yes. Matt Burgess.
Don't you love that song with the guy in drag singing? Fabulous.
Matt Burgess turned me on to them. He also turned
me
on to
kidding? I love Matt Burgess. Matt Burgess, you are the ship. Because I am freaking out about the Knife.
Matt Burgess himself is quite a talented little girl.
He is?
Yeah.
Singer or what?
Mm-hmm. He has a band.
Shut up.
Ask him to send you his music.
Okay, Matt, please send me your music.
His videos,
I'm
too.
I'm so excited. What's the band called? I'm going to watch it on YouTube right now.
Oh, gosh. Ugh, I forgot.
Matt, send me a link.
No.
Okay, anyway, back to the song. Knocking you out the Rocky Balboa, drown you in a flood.
Go ahead. That's me snoring.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you really quick that I saw Weird Al Yankovic playing More Than a Feeling when I was working at the Roxy with the band President of the United States of America for their encore. He came out on stage with an accordion and played More Than a Feeling with them, and it was really awesome.
Okay.
And also, when I was at Seeds Candy, after I went to the post office, I got 3 bonbons. Apricot bonbon, orange bonbon, and coconut bonbon. They're all freshly made. And the nice black woman who helped me, she should have been the poet and laureate for Obama's inaugural speech. And she Why? Rang me up, and it was exactly 4:20.
Why should she have been the poet?
Because she was clever. I liked her wordplay. I'm not getting to that yet.
For example, what?
So she rang me up, and it was exactly 4:20. She was like, 4:20, holler. Like, how does she even know if I'm a stoner? She was like 50 or something.
Everybody knows that.
I'm not a stoner, though.
Bullshit.
I'm the kind of bitch that you want to get with. I'm the kind of bitch that you want to get with. I'm the kind of bitch that you want to get with. Can you handle it? My labia majora shines like menorah, soft as angora. You cannot handle it. No, you cannot ignore it.
Clitorides.
Hmm?
Clitorides.
Yeah, clitorides is the best. Do you like Jeanette Winterson?
Trevor, shut up.
I'm just so lonely, man.
I don't know who that is. I wish I could talk for more. I love it when I regress to childhood by visiting my parents. Like, they begged me. They begged me. Yeah, visit, you know. And I felt so bad all week. I'm like, you know, I'm staying at a friend's house. I should see my parents. Because, you know, someday they'll be dead or I will. And then I'll be like, oh, you know, we're not Mormons, so we don't get eternal, you know, family, thank God. But, you know, I should spend time with them. And then they fucking shush you and make you close the door. And then, I mean, did you notice when my mother, she just opened the door? She didn't even knock.
Yeah. No, and then she wouldn't even close it behind her. Remember, she left it open a crack.
It's called passive aggressive. Your mother doesn't do that with that 5-carat rock.
Yes, she does.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Why
Every
do
mother
do
does
that?
That.
Why? Why do they do it?
Just to make us fucking insane. That's what the holidays are all about. It's like the fucking Special Olympic, like, obstacle course of family crazy.
Torture. Pussy torture.
It is. It's pussy control. Okay. I'm going to tell you a joke, then we'll go.
Okay.
What's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics?
You've told me this, but I forgot.
I know, it's my favorite show.
I forgot. Oh, thank God.
Okay. Let's do it again. What's better than winning the gold medal at the Special Olympics?
I don't know.
Not being retarded? The thing that makes that joke so funny is it is better to be retarded.
No, the thing that makes the joke funny is the
I know. Not being retarded? It's all the delivery.
It's a version of the
It is. It is. It vibrates in the same place in your fucking singing bowl in your pussy.
Yeah.
You and Clarissa can totally stay with us if you come visit.
No, we're going to stay with Auntie Vera Charles, I think.
I'll fucking fight Auntie Vera.
In her RV.
Whatever. Auntie Vera never even says hi to me.
She doesn't like you, probably.
Why? Nobody likes me. They're all jealous because we get the most comments.
Do we?
Probably Auntie Vera is jealous that I have an LA Weekly Award for Best Supporting Actress.
Oh my God, you did not just say that.
Why?
That will kill her.
Why? Is she going to be pissed?
Yes.
Why?
But fortunately, she's on vacation until January 7th, so she'll probably never hear this show.
Well, why would that piss her off? Unless I don't even know.
Unless I tag it with Auntie Vera Charles, which I, of course, will.
As you listen to the whole show just to get pissed at the end.
She may have some awards, too, for all we know. She doesn't... we don't know her identity. Nobody does. Yeah,
for all we know, it's fucking Tom Cruise.
Well, we know it ain't her.
Can you hear that popping sound?
What do your parents wear to sleep?
My dad wears like boxer shorts and a t-shirt. My mom wears the same.
Have you ever heard of parents that don't wear panties?
Well, like just butt naked, you mean? Or just like a nightgown with no panties?
No, like a man with a nightshirt but no panty.
Not that I'm aware of, but I haven't taken that many surveys.
Okay, well, come visit sometime.
No, that's okay. That's quite all right, Madge. I have a hard enough time handling penis when I'm expecting to see it, let alone when I'm not, let alone old man Madge dad penis. Enough. I mean, that could just send me over the edge into an episode that I never came back from.
Who said I was talking about that?
Do you hear that popping sound?
We're ending now, Rachel.
I'm popping the bubble wrap from inside my SD's can. I ate the whole box.
Here, wait. I've got something to send you now.
Okay, let me see, and then we're hanging up for real.
For real.
But look, you got done much earlier. Right now, it's only 9:15.
Right.
I just love you, Madge. I'm so excited for you about Clarissa.
Thank you.
I mean, really, everyone's like, oh, no, you know.
What?
You don't, you can't, you got to find your happiness from within. You can't look for it in other people. And I'm like, well.
That's bullshit.
I am much happier with Chris. Yeah. Maybe, but I was miserable alone. Now I feel that somebody's needy for me. What can I say?
When people say that, they're misinterpreting the universe.
Like, I agree.
They are, because just because, you know, the universe and everything is within you doesn't mean that's all you... It's not all within you.
Well, if it is all within me, then he's within me, too. Anyway, do you see what I mean?
It's a crock of shit. Any sort of dogmatic religion.
If it's all an illusion within me, he's an illusion within me, and so are you. So I feel better with that illusion hanging out with me, because he spoons me all night long, and he tells me I'm pretty, and he tells me I'm funny, and he tries to help me stop binging.
I doubt that.
Oh, I'm very thirsty after all this binge.
Why would anyone want to stop binging?
Because he says he's worried about the fact that I abuse my body, not just that way, but every way.
Like how else?
He said that I was a little psycho. I was like, why am I a little psycho? And he's like, I've never seen anybody abuse their body the way you do.
How do you abuse your body?
I guess just with the binging mainly, and like, you know, smoking and the non-smoking, and I can't remember. He had a lot of other really good points at the time, but now I kind of forget.
Oh, so how is non-smoking abusive of your body?
No, smoking is abusive of my body.
You
not
said
not
the smoking,
smoking
and the non-smoking.
No, I didn't say that. If I said that, I didn't mean that. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
I think I just ate like 800 grams of fat.
That could be. How do you... Oh, 800 grams of fat. That's like a pound of fat. Over it. It's like a kilogram.
Well, I did eat a whole pound of See's candies. I just ate a whole pound of See's candies.
Cheryl keeps sending me these disgusting links.
I think it's so cute, though. You went trick-or-treating with your family. Oh. It's so funny. You and Trotsky here, a witch and a skeleton, but you really look like an Amish person.
Well, because I wasn't going to put all that fucking makeup on. Here's something for you. This is Cheryl's Christmas card. It's really gross.
Oh, God.
Click it, please.
I am a little alarmed about the picture we talked about before.
Click it.
I'm trying to. I don't see it.
It's in the Skype window. Yeah.
In my Skype window. Hold on.
It says HTTP.
I don't have it somehow. Hold on.
Yes, you do.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay.
Click it.
Yeah.
One, two.
Oh, my God.
Well, what is it? Because I couldn't really get a look at it that close.
It's like his colon sticking out of his body.
Do you think that's appropriate as a Christmas card?
I just like how like the little elf baby child thing has is like a rose coming out. Oh my God. I can't stop looking at it, but I want to stop looking at it. She stuck a glass up his ass, and then the suction is pulling his asshole out of his ass. His colon is like 2 or 3 inches out of his body. But then what is that white stuff at the bottom? Do you see that? And there's tubes down there?
We were trying to figure that out, and we were wondering if a prolapse has some sort of its own liquid.
That is definitely a prolapsed colon, I'll tell you that much.
Deliberately so.
Well, I don't know if it's deliberately so or making lemonade out of lemons, you know?
Well, that sounds like something Eckhart Tolle could answer. Have you ever listened to Eckhart Tolle's voice?
Of course. Are you kidding? He sounds like a Nazi. It makes me laugh.
It's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
It's only creepy to us because we're scared of Nazis.
The body is the antibody. And the body... is the
80 hours of him.
Why?
Because it's so funny.
It's horrible. I have to
this
use it on
be
my
good.
Show.
I'm downloading a track. I mean, what the fuck?
Why the fuck is it taking so goddamn long?
I don't know, but am I going to have to sit on this show with you this whole time and listen to it?
I hope not. It's a children's song.
Who's your favorite Sex and the City character?
I hated that show.
But if you had to choose one?
I don't really know it well enough. I really don't. I never really cared for it. I just thought it was a bunch of dumb women being annoying. Sorry.
You're no lesbian.
Lesbians don't like that. We like the L word.
That's not true. You like both.
No, I never liked it. I liked Stranger with Candy. That's my program.
I'm the best. Love her.
Okay, it's just one more minute, it says. 0.6 MBs. Why is Skype so slow to transfer a fucking file? God. Oh, Jesus Christ. 2.4 of 2.9. 2.4 still of 2.9. Can we get a 2.5 maybe? Yeah, 2.5 of 2.9. Talk about something while this is fucking finished. I'm going to kill myself.
Depressed. I don't even care about this stupid children's song. I have to make Christmas presents for everyone in my whole family still.
But you're a Jew.
Hanukkah presents. God, I'm so assimilated. I want to kill myself.
I spent like an hour in Toys R Us last week. You know how fucking long that goddamn line was? You have no fucking idea.
What a nightmare.
I don't think you know what pain is.
I can't imagine.
I bought some chewable sweet tarts, though, as a way to compensate myself for the suffering.
Chewy sweet tarts.
The giant
Were
ones.
Were they giant ones?
Yeah.
Ugh.
They
was
were
it
stale.
The four-pack or the three-pack?
Four.
So it had the green apple one in there?
They were disgusting.
I love it. I love chewy sweet tarts. They're so weird how you bite into them. They're like fluffy in a way. I love it.
No, these were stale. They weren't fluffy. No, they weren't fluffy, no.
That's too bad.
No fluffy. Staley. Ah, it's finished. Okay, you listen and I will listen too. I want to hear this commentary. You got it?
What commentary?
Just what you think about this song.
It better be good.
My mother named me for the summer day that I was born. My father gave me last name on that same August morn. The F honors my grandpa, who was gone before I came, and all the men in my family are Finkelstein by name. And I'm fine, Finkelstein, and I'm fine about my name. I know that it sounds funny, but I like it just the same. We have lots of things that make us different from each other, but all of us were babies once, and that makes us like each other. My best friend is from Bosnia, and his folks call him John. Our mailman's from South Africa, and he goes by Nelson. My neighbor is from Vietnam, and he is known as Tuan. And the crossing guard's from Mexico, and his first name is Juan. And I'm fine, Finkelstein, and I'm fine about my name. I know that we have lots of things that make us different from each other, but all of us were babies once, and that makes us like each other. My family goes to synagogue when we would like to pray, but others go to churches on Christian holidays, and others pray in mosques or temples or under golden domes, and there are those whose holy place is nowhere else but home. Finkelstein, and I'm fine about my name. I know that it sounds funny, but I like it just the same. We have lots of things that make us different from each other, but all of us were babies once, and that makes us like each other. I have a friend who said that he is openly adopted, and when I asked, "What do you mean?" he said he's happily co-opted. Turns out my friend is luckier than others I have known. He's got two moms and will have two moms even after he is grown. And I'm fine, Finkelstein, and I'm fine about my name. I know that it sounds funny, but I like it just the same. We have lots of things that make us different from each other, but all of us were babies once, and that makes us like each other. Finkelstein, and I'm fine about my name. I know that it sounds funny, but I like it just the same. We have lots of things that make us different from each other, but all of us were babies once, and that makes us like each other. But all of us were babies once, and that makes us like each other.
Fuck you for putting that nightmare into my head.
Pleasant dreams.
Can you just tell me what you heard of her, please, and then we can go?
At dinner tonight.
Really? The kids like her?
Well, the parent, my sister said that it's the theme song of her office because she's nuts. I'll explain it here. Let me explain something on the Skype that the audience will not get the benefit of.
Okay. And I'm fine, Finkelstein, and I'm fine about my name.
Got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it's pronounced wrong, but yeah.
Right.
I'll type this to you.
Do.
No, I can't even.
Type it to me.
Yeah. Piece of work.
Be more specific.
Everything between the porridge and the costume and the name is a lot.
Be more specific.
I can't. That's everything. That's it all.
Go for the panties.
Yeah, yeah.
Blubbercunt.
The great getup.
No, the panties.
Oh, no, that's the one who wears the man gown.
No, no. No. You know that picture of Roseanne Barr on the Roseanne show? Roseanne Barr, they had the portrait of the dogs playing poker. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I know that post. That's a famous painting.
One of the alleged nightshirts in question has that pattern upon it.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What? What is going on in your family?
I'm fine, Prolapse Stein, and I know my name is ridiculous.
I'm fine, Finkelstein, and I'm fine about my name.
Get fucked.
Okay, let's go. I gotta make presents for everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
We're gonna talk on New Year's Day. It's gonna be very exciting.
Yes. Thank you again, and I hope. Please pray.
I absolutely love you. I look forward to these shows. I fucking. You're the light of my life. It's pretty sad.
Hey, you know what? I just realized we didn't have Andy today. Oops.
I know.
He's in a truck on the way to West Virginia.
Really?
Yes, seriously.
That means that he left the house. That's good.
Mm-hmm. You have to listen to the show, the most recent East Radio, not the video, but the most recent show, 991 or 891. Because Andy talks, Cheryl gave Andy this box of Fiber One, and he finally got fiber in his diet, and he clogged the toilet, and his dad had to fix the septic tank. He had to dig it out of the lawn.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm serious. Shut up. Listen to the show.
Can't wait.
See you later.
Love you, sweet dream.
You too, bye.
Yeah, but there's outlets. An outlet.
Yeah.
But there's just a regular one, too.
Oh, I didn't know.
Even, yeah, because we have them in, I think, in New Smyrna. And we have the regular store.
Oh.
And then we also have a Home Goods, like. And then we have an outlet.
Oh.
Yep.
I've never seen it. No, I don't know. I don't think there's any around here.
Something. Yeah, it depends. It's all the clothes on them. We just went into Macy's not too long ago, and then we went into Ross's. Ross's. They had about a line. Oh, it was awesome.
But to check out?
To check out. So she said, I'm not waiting that long, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just mid-afternoon, people are through you don't have as much as a crowd. I'm looking at different. Sometimes I pick some stuff up at our place. Not so much on the outside.
I've heard so many good things about New Smyrna.
Yes, love it. Love it. It's a small community.
How far from here?
It's about 3 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3.5, yeah.
You get colder out there then.
Oh, yeah, we are about 10 degrees different.
Oh, Pompano. See, I'm a swimmer, that's why I stayed down
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
you know. Pompano.
Yeah. We're about seven, oh, you get one? That is beautiful. Those are his colors.
What do you think of this for Mom? She has the Santa and the Christmas tree.
Oh, she does? Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. Here's a little something for her to open.
Yeah.
And these.
Oh, did you find them?
Yeah, and they have two sizes, and I don't know if I should buy both.
Are those bigger?
Yeah.
No, that's a good size.
Well, I'm trying to think of what we're putting in our suitcase to get home.
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
So I figured the smaller ones are probably better.
I have a 19-year-old.
I'll tell you.
Summer givers.
Yeah.
You know?
Summer takers.